Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Blue Ribbon Events is Danielle Lynch. Danielle, how are you today?
Marvelous. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on the show to talk about a big event coming up this weekend in Oscoda. We're talking Pumpkins in the Park. Now, is this the first annual Pumpkins in the Park?
This is the first annual and something we're looking to be growing every year.
Yeah, I know. Tough times right now to have events, but I'm glad to hear that there's something taking place this weekend. It'll be at Furtaugh Field right there downtown. Let's talk about what's happening on Saturday and Sunday, Danielle.
Yes. Well, we have an art and craft show from 10 to 5 on both days. We have both local and nationally acclaimed artists that will be there to offer all of their handmade goods to you.
Nice.
We also have a chili cook-off on Saturday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. You can enter and sign up to enter your chili and win either a $100 People's Choice Award or a $50 for the most spiciest chili.
Oh.
And that'll be going from 2 to 5 on Saturday. Just $5 for the public to come out and sample taste all the chili that is there to offer.
All right. That sounds good. You know what? Looks like it's going to be a nice day on Saturday, a nice day to come on out. So make sure you come on out and try the chili. Always a lot of fun to do chili cook-offs.
Oh, it is. And always well-received, too. Public
Yes.
seems to love chili.
There is something about chili. You're right about that. So what else is happening on Saturday?
Well, we're going to have hot and cold cider for sale. I'm not sure if you're aware, but the city of Oscoda has already begun all of their fall decorations out there.
Yes.
The town looks marvelous. Perfect weather with the 70 degrees to come out and see some of the colors of the area and maybe support some of the other businesses. And then on Sunday, we have a pet costume contest that starts at noon.
Oh, very nice. So any pet, get it ready for Halloween, right?
That's right. We're not limited. You want to bring your pet monkey out or your dog or your cat all dressed up for game.
All right. Now, is there a registration fee for that or is that for free?
No, that is for free. Oh. And all of the applications can be found right on our website at www.danielsblueribbonevents.com. So anybody can participate to any of those events in a real simple, quick little forms with maybe four questions on them.
Very nice. Now, is there going to be a jack-o'-lantern carving contest, too?
Well, we are attempting to do the jack-o'-lantern carving contest. I haven't heard too much from the public about that. So we're hoping maybe the public are just going to surprise me, and they're going to be bringing out all their jack-o'-lanterns already carved and ready to go for Saturday morning at noon.
Very nice. All right. So that also. But as you mentioned, they can find all the information at the website. That's the best place to go to find out what's going to be happening each day, Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, that is the perfect opportunity to find everything nicely laid out for them.
All right. Each day from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. right there at Furtaugh Field in downtown Oscoda. And again, the website where they can find more information and sign up for the chili cook-off
is www.danielsblueribbonevents.com.
All right. And I know we're still a few days away from it. Are you still looking for volunteers to help out?
We are always looking for volunteers.
Yeah.
As you know, that's always a difficult thing to cover for these events to run successfully. We are totally socially distanced in this event.
Okay.
All the booths are spread apart, so we've kept the public and the patrons and volunteers as safe as we can possibly be.
Very good. Danielle Lynch from Blue Ribbon Events. Again, this weekend, Pumpkins in the Park at Furtaugh Field in Oscoda, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5 each day. You can learn more at Danielle's BlueRibbonsEvents.com. And Danielle Lynch, Danielle, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll hope for some great weather this weekend for Pumpkins in the Park.
Thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate it.